As a columnist, outspoken journalist Ibrahim Issa has developed a reputation as a fearless critic of the Egyptian government. As an editor, he has built the weekly newspaper Al Dastur into one of the most daring publications in Egypt. Its hard-hitting headlines regularly challenge taboos by directly criticizing President Hosni Mubarak, his family, and prominent government officials. Issa says the country's first contested presidential elections last year were accompanied by pledges of democratic reform that encouraged Egyptians like himself to push the boundaries of free speech. He says Egyptians imagined that maybe the new atmosphere would allow them to speak freely and criticize the president. Issa says this shift was especially significant because the president holds a holy position in Egypt, as though he cannot be questioned or critiqued. But Monday, an Egyptian court found Issa guilty on charges of insulting the president and spreading rumors that threaten public security. He was sentenced to a fine and a year in prison for publishing an article that reported on a lawsuit filed against Mr. Mubarak and his family. According to the article, the lawsuit demanded that Mr. Mubarak be put on trial for wasting billions in foreign aid and mismanaging the sale of public sector assets. The court also convicted the journalist who wrote the article and the man who filed the original lawsuit. All three are free on bail awaiting appeal. Egyptian human rights activist Gasser Abdelrez says he is concerned the verdict is part of a larger attack on freedom of expression in Egypt, especially coming on the heels of the arrests and beatings of hundreds of anti-government protesters during the past few months. He says the government may be trying to make an example of Issa.
The story has become an important part of the reform movement, and it's one of the very critical papers of the regime, and particularly the president and his family. So my estimation is that definitely the ruling is designed to reflect that Ibrahim will pay for being so critical.
For Ibrahim Issa, the court's verdict demonstrates the need for a new press law in Egypt that would end the jailing of journalists for libel, a tactic he says the government often employs to silence political opposition. He says there is nothing that protects him or protects the newspaper or the journalist from prison. He says he has to practice his freedom by relying on his courage, not on the law. Mr. Mubarak promised a new press law several years ago, but the 78-year-old ruler has yet to deliver. With Issa's trial, opposition activists fear the promise of increased press freedom will remain unfulfilled. Lindsay Wise for VOA News, Cairo.